Those yummy cherries from Washington State are in grocery stores across the country, and soon we'll be seeing Washington apples and pears as well. Like much of the rest of the country, it's mostly immigrants who pick these fruits. In Washington's Yakima Valley, the pesticides that those workers are exposed to can endanger not just them, but also their children at home. Eilish O'Neill has that story.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning, and light is just beginning to show behind the brown desert hills that surround the Yakima Valley. Patricia and Javier just arrived to work at Sunrise Orchards. They're placing their ladders among the thick green leaves of the cherry trees. Patricia and Javier both came from the same town in Mexico, but they met in the fields of California when they were picking crops there. We're not using their last names because they're undocumented. Javier whistles as his fingers fly from tree to crate, pulling down clumps of cherries. He tells me he and Patricia like working here, in part because cherry picking is some of the easiest and best paid work they do. They can make $200 apiece in an 8-hour day. And, Javier says, the owners of this orchard don't use a lot of pesticides. But that's unusual. Javier says, just 3 weeks ago, he and Patricia were working in another orchard nearby, where the pesticides were so strong, his wife got very sick.
Bien fuerte el spray picaba, le dio la alergia a Patricia.
Patricia's eyes teared up and she had to stop working. Her brother came to get her after she'd been there only an hour. The orchard where they're working today may have fewer pesticides, but Patricia and Javier still wear handkerchiefs over their mouths to protect themselves. They began taking more precautions when their daughter Azul got sick, when she was still a baby.
No podía respirar y cuando le daba mucha fiebre, la temperatura le subía demasiadísimo.
Patricia says one day her infant daughter couldn't breathe. She had a fever and her temperature kept rising. Patricia thought they would lose her, so they brought her to the emergency room.
Y se controlaba y a la siguiente semana la tenía que volver a llevar. Ya no podía respirar.
Patricia says doctors got the child's symptoms under control, but a week later, Azul stopped breathing again.
A los 5 años, ella habitaba en el hospital de emergencia.
By the time Azul was 5, Patricia says, her daughter lived in the emergency room. For many years, Azul didn't have a diagnosis, but Patricia noticed that the dust on her work clothes seemed to make her daughter's symptoms worse.
No podía llegar con eso aquí a mi casa y agarrar a mi hija.
Patricia says it was the pesticides on her clothes that were making her daughter sick, so she stopped working altogether. That meant the family was living on less than $500 a week. When Azul was 5, doctors finally figured out the little girl had asthma. That's become a big problem among children of farm workers, says Dr. Catherine Carr of the University of Washington.
You know, there's kids who have a lot of clinic visits, a lot of ER visits, hospitalizations.
Carr's a pediatrician who's been researching asthma in Yakima's farm worker communities. She says rural asthma is not well understood, but it's linked to pesticide use. And the problem is farm workers' kids are less likely to get their disease under control, and they're more likely to die from it.
We were interested in understanding asthma in this context in a rural agricultural community, which has not been a focus of most asthma studies, which take place in cities and in highly industrialized settings with lots of traffic.
Europe has banned many of the pesticides associated with childhood asthma, and they're on the decline in the U.S. as well. But in Washington state, they help control pests that can destroy entire orchards that are expensive to replace.
If you talk about a typical orchard of a couple hundred acres, we're talking about multi-million dollar investments.
That's John Devaney, the president of the Washington Tree Fruit Association. He says Washington farmers have been looking for less toxic ways to preserve their valuable crops.
One of the issues that growers have, though, is they need something with which to replace what's going away if they're going to be successfully growing a crop. And it takes a while for new products to go through that lengthy EPA review process.
First, put in your mouth, deep breath, and start blowing.
Back in the Yakima Valley, 10-year-old Azul is getting a breathing test from a community health worker.
More, less, perfect. Right there. You want it right there. Keep going. Keep going. Almost there. Keep going. Good job.
Adriana Perez is part of a regional study to figure out how best to control the asthma of farm workers' kids.
You need to be taking this one every day. I'm going to come back in 2 weeks. To check if you're using it, is that okay?
Since the study began, Azul is doing a lot better. She rarely goes to the emergency room. Even so, her mother, Patricia, often checks on her in her sleep.
A veces me levanto en noche porque quedé así.
Patricia says she's still scared that at any moment her daughter could stop breathing. For The World, I'm Alicia O'Neill in the Yakima Valley.